From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Next month, Timmins Chamber of Commerce President Melanie Vereau steps aside for her Vice President Rob Knox. Today, she spoke about all the successful advocacy work the Chamber has done during the pandemic. Although she only had one in-person public function, she says there have been advantages to the virtual platform, among them being one-on-one with the guest presenter or sponsor.
Just to be alone in this virtual room without any noise, it would have been maybe very different had we been in a public setting. So that was just us on screen prior to opening it up for everybody else to come on.
Knox becomes president at the Chamber's annual general meeting in September. The DARE program in Timmins lives on even without the four school boards and Timmins police. Coordinator Rick Lemieux says the DARE Timmins board is remaining and will offer the basic program to grade 6 and 7 students in the evening. DARE stands for Define, Assess, Respond, Evaluate. Because it used to be Drug and Alcohol Resistance Education, Lemieux says some people think it deals with mostly drugs and booze, but only one of the lessons deals with that.
The other lessons, we talk about how to deal with stress, how to deal with peer pressure, how to communicate confidently, bullying, being a good citizen, and then we end it with getting help.
All the DARE activities are outlined on the DARE Timmins website. Proceeds of the sale of Smile Cookies at Tim Hortons next month will be split between the Timmins and OPP programs. Timmins police have closed an officer-involved shooting case from last October, with the man involved going to prison for 9 years. Investigating a break and enter early on October 31st, two officers stopped an SUV on Bannerman Avenue. One of the three occupants started an altercation, pulled out a handgun, and fired it in their direction. One of the officers returned fire, wounding the man. A quantity of illicit drugs and about $36,000 cash were found in the vehicle. 31-year-old Warren Abel of Innisfil has gone to prison on conviction of weapons and drug charges, and he can't legally own a firearm for the rest of his life. We're still at 2,164 confirmed COVID-19 cases during the pandemic. The Porcupine Health Unit says it has no new diagnoses today. It adds that one more case is resolved, bringing the number of active cases down to 7. That breaks down to 6 in Timmins and 1 somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. We have another potential exposure to COVID-19 on an airplane to tell you about. It was on the Monday 9:10 p.m. Air Canada flight from Toronto to Timmins. If you were sitting in rows 15 to 19, the Porcupine Health Unit says you must self-isolate immediately and call the health unit. Anyone else on that flight should self-monitor for symptoms until next Thursday. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.